Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. It is a new year. So it says 27 on there. It's just for 27 years we've been doing this. It's not 2027. We did not have a leap year around here. It is the 125th anniversary for Coppin State. I am wearing that. And this is the, I don't know how many games we've played up there, right? It's been 30 years. 63, a couple playoff game. I don't know, 64, 5, 6, somewhere in there. I don't know what that number is. Luke Jones knows all things because he has the math. He has been out at Owings Mills on New Year's Eve. Lamar Jackson was wearing the 8 and out and confident he will play. Word out of Pittsburgh is that TJ Watt might play. Word out of Pittsburgh is that I will be in the stadium, but not in the press box as a guest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I am appreciative to Mike Tomlin and the professionals in the Rooney family. I've had dinner with Mr. Rooney in my lifetime. They do not want to be a part of locking me out of Chad Steele's locker room. But this guy will be in one room, and Luke, you can explain that there's a interview room that's adjacent to a locker room underneath of, I'll still call it Heinz Field because I still eat the ketchup and I sort of enjoy it. Thank you very much, John Kerry. But I would also say, for me, this is the national media. Everywhere I go, everything I see, every ESPN, every Fox, every Barstool, everybody out there is talking about these coaches and jobs and some sense that there could be some finality here in some weird ways, in all sorts of ways, if the Ravens lose with Lamar, right? And I've been tea-leaving this Lamar thing since last week. You know, you and I have been talking a lot about games, Pittsburgh, is Lamar healthy? We talked a little bit about, like, what happens the day after the season's over, whenever that is. Monday, the following Monday, they could play three more. They could play five more. They can win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, are you of the mindset that if Lamar gets them upright, that they could start winning, that they're the dangerous team that everybody seems to think they are?
I mean, I think when you're talking about a two-time MVP quarterback, or if you're talking about Josh Allen, or whatever quarterback you want to name that has experience, and there aren't many in the AFC. I mean, I guess Aaron Rodgers, but Rodgers and Lamar can't be in the playoff field. Sure, right? And it's funny. I was going to work this into the conversation, and maybe this is the best time to do it. But I went back and found something that I wrote back on September 4th. It was 3 days before that opener in Buffalo. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but the headline was Ravens still in thankless regular season territory, but that doesn't mean 2025 can't be different. And look, I wrote it at the time, and everyone said it at the time. We know that the Ravens were very much a consensus Super Bowl favorite amongst the national pundits. When you look at Vegas, they were right there with the Eagles. And I think the Bills, Kansas City was still there as well. But they were right there. And perhaps more than any other recent year, the Ravens were the team that people were on the bandwagon. And I said at the time, so that doesn't really make the Ravens a bold Super Bowl pick. Really, the only bold prediction you could make about the Ravens back on September 4th was that they would miss the playoffs. Now, that could happen on Sunday night, and it's a playoff game
I
on
think
Sunday
there's
night,
also a
but
manifest destiny thing with Lamar that people just believe at some point the Ravens, because of the coach, because of the team, because of the quarterback, because of Roquan Smith, whatever it is,
yeah.
that they will be the shining star 1 January. You know, Lamar, you got beat by the Titans. We'll go get him, Gipper. Chargers, hey, Bills, it was a cold night and, you know, it's a weird season and we're wearing masks. And, like, there was excuses for all of it until Kansas City 2 years ago. Then there was, hold on, home game, you run the table. And then last year there was, is he going to be the MVP? Is he not? 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, whatever the gaudy numbers he had last year, right?
Crazy numbers.
Like, yeah, I mean, cheat code numbers. And it hasn't happened. So when it didn't happen last year, not his fault. Very Joe Flacco, right? Flacco threw the pass, it hit Lee Evans in the hands, and Cundiff missed the kick, and the Hall of Fame coach that, you know, loves banning media to this day, he whiffed on a field goal and a timeout, right? So, like, that manifest destiny never touched Joe Flacco because how's he ever going to beat Tom Brady? How's he ever going to beat Peyton Manning? You know, but Peyton Manning had that aura for years where when they didn't win, you're like, 1 year this SOB's finally going to win. I don't know if we ever believed that with Elway when they were running the ball at the end. But these quarterbacks that go 6, 7, 8 years of disappointment, and Josh Allen's about to get another one if he's not the guy in Santa Clara in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, right? Where like they start to add up when you're a veteran quarterback who's lost a lot of playoff games and's never won a big one. And I've
No,
just
cool.
mentioned a bunch of guys that that
Yeah.
happened for, that the feeling for Lamar, I think, after last year when it wasn't his fault. Right, it was Zay Flowers' fault 2 years ago. It was, whoever, blame it on somebody else. But Lamar did enough to get them through the playoffs last year and was doing enough. This year, we all look at it and say, I don't know what this is going to be on Sunday night for him, let alone for his career, let alone for his health, let alone from coming back and saying, this is what I've said to everybody, and I'll say it out loud. Once I got your text that he was going to play on Wednesday, he better play well, dude. Like, he better play really well on Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and disagree with that. I'll push back a little bit about Buffalo. I mean, he did turn the ball over twice in the first half, and one of those was just a fumble that he just plain
Well, he
dropped,
did the
right?
press
So,
conference afterwards. Mark Andrews did. And one of the reasons I want to be in the
right,
press room
sure.
is they like running out the back door after days like this. And part of this might be Harbaugh's last rodeo and Lamar's last rodeo on Sunday night. It might be Mike Tomlin's last rodeo. It would certainly be Aaron Rodgers' last rodeo if he loses, right? So there's like a lot of high stakes from the national perspective, let alone nobody's winning the Super Bowl Sunday night either way, right? We go into the whole next week of drama for whatever the franchise is, but this team here, the purple team, you and I better not be up at 5:45 a.m. in Monroeville doing radio and the season over because of mistakes made on the football field on Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I'm not going to sit here definitively saying that drastic change is going to happen on either side, regardless of the outcome, but those conversations are going to be had. Certainly, I mean they're already being had externally. I mean, you talk to an average fan in Baltimore or Pittsburgh, I mean, there's at least a perception amongst a decent percentage of fans where they say, "Oh yeah, the loser of this, that coach is going to get fired." I'm not convinced that that's definitive, but the fact that we're having these conversations speaks to the state that each team is in at this point. And for the Ravens, you said it. I mean, it kind of goes back for really the AFC title game 2 years ago, right? I mean, and with each of these postseason disappointments, you can kind of look at it in a vacuum. You can look at each one in isolation and kind of like understand what happened. But that's when you go back to the big picture and you say, all right. Why isn't the sum greater than the parts once you get to January when you've seen it look so incredible in the regular season? But to go back to the point I was making, when I cited something I wrote nearly 4 months ago at this point in time, if they win on Sunday night, the slate's clean, right? In terms of what I was just saying about the regular season. And look, the Ravens could be 13-4 right now. Maybe not. Let's not call it that. Let's say there were the number two seed or the number three seed, anything but a first round bye, right? Their position wouldn't be drastically different than what it would be if they're flying home as AFC North champions late Sunday night into early
They have
Monday
fulfilled
morning,
their
a
destiny
home
if you're in
playoff
the
game.
locker room Sunday night and they won the division.
Well,
That's
their regular season destiny, right? So,
they've done everything that they're on schedule at that point, as John would say.
but my point with that would be, had they had a shiny record, had they looked great, had they looked like they did last year and like the year before and how they looked in even 2020 and certainly 2019. But let's just say they weren't the number one seed. Let's say they were two or three, not even like, just humor me on that. What would we be saying right now? We'd say, okay, that's great. You did what you needed to do in the regular season. It's about January. It's just about January. So they have a chance if they can go into Pittsburgh on Sunday night. And it's not going to be easy because it's never easy with Ravens Steelers. Even the times it turns out to be easy, you can never expect that, right? You're never anticipating that. And you can look at what happened last time or what happened last year or 2 years ago, and generally it doesn't mean a whole lot, right? We know the circumstances here. DK Metcalf's suspended. Their wide receiver room is not what it is when he's out there, although it does seem like Calvin Austin, who's their number two, he's not a great number two wide receiver, but sounds like he has a chance to play. We know Darnell Washington's on IR. I mean, he's out. And we know how much Aaron Rodgers like throwing him. So you look at this on paper and couple that with Lamar Jackson being a full participant. I am interested and intrigued to see what Lamar is going to wear to protect himself. He had some kind of a flak jacket. It seems like we used to hear about quarterbacks wearing those all the time
My
back in the
man
day.
Dan
And
Pastorini was the originator, like literally,
but
yeah.
he's going to wear something. And I think these few days of practice leading into even Saturday's walkthrough, I think a lot of that is about, okay, one, how's Lamar feeling? Two, what is he going to wear and how comfortable does he feel wearing that? Clearly, he wants to wear some protection, but at what cost,
Well,
right?
this
You
is
don't.
the game where he's going to pull out all the stuff. This is a playoff game, right?
It,
So if
sure,
there was a
sure.
time to come back and circle the wagons and all that, which really leads to should he, would he? If this were week seven, would he be playing? We're not going to know that, but we're going to know that at 8:20 on Sunday night if he's avoiding contact, if he doesn't look right, if the throws are high, if the throws are low, if he's wincing, if he's breathing funny. It's going to be 24 degrees. I know because I'm going to be sitting outside. You better damn well get me some cookies, by the way. I already told you that. You better slide me a roast underneath the glass thing there
Could be the
in the
tur it
presence
could be
of.
turkey. Sometimes it's turkey and not roast beef,
I'll take a
but
picture of it and get a little extra from me. I'll go over to Taco Bell across the street.
that's right. It's
They
right
give you a
down the
little. They
street
give
from
you the
the lot.
sandwiches with the French fries on there, but they're going to be frozen because it's 20 degrees out. So, but nonetheless, I mean, I am looking forward to the game. I haven't been to a football game in 3 years. So, last game I was at, I was a guest of Mike Tomlin in the press box the last time till Chad got upset. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a big. It's just it's such a big game, man. Like, and I keep thinking about the crossroads of these franchises that all of our relationship, you and me, all of our relationship, it's been these two coaches. We've been on stage with them, like the whole deal through all of this. To think that it might be the end for one in some way. And I'm with you. Listen, Will Graves came on, and I would encourage, I've had the greatest conversations this week with Charlie Batch, with Will Graves, with you, with others. Vinny Velarde came on. He's a Lamar guy, wants to do a documentary on Lamar. I think the fascinating part about this is we've never talked about Mike Tomlin's job. I think you and I've spent 5 minutes talking about Harbaugh here a couple years ago before Lamar came in. The Lamar Harbaugh thing is its own thing. It has nothing to do with the game this Sunday night. We haven't really gone into it. It's all Mike Florio wants to talk about. It's all the click people want to talk about. You know, who's going to win the battle? Hey, you didn't have any problem with his sleeping habits and his eating habits when he's winning MVPs. So you weren't talking about that. Who planted the story? Where did Preston get it? Is Chad Steele happy about it or upset? We'll see. Let me know if Preston's in the press box Sunday night or not. Let you know whether they're upset with that or not. Because I have no idea. Because it felt to me like a little bit of a hit job from the inside, which I thought the timing of that was strange. But Preston wouldn't give him any timing on that. He would do it when it's most devastating because that's who he is. So last week doing that, in the middle of, we just got our ass beat by New England. By the way, Luke, how many double-digit leads have they blown this year? Five?
Who, the Ravens?
Yes.
No, not nearly that many.
Now, how many leads did they have that?
I mean,
Because
they.
where I'm going with the
I mean, you're putting me on the
conversation.
spot here a little
No,
bit, but
hang
that
on.
hasn't been as big of a problem this year. They just haven't been as good this year, period. Like, they
Well,
haven't blown a ton of leads, like big leads or
here's
anything
where I
this
am, but
year.
it feels like they came
Buffalo
close to
and
winning a
New
couple of
England.
games. So, like, the Isaiah Likely game, the Zay Flowers, the push, like, not the fumble games early in the year where they got run off the track, Houston and different games like that. I'm talking about the closer games. I feel the same way you do, where I watched Pittsburgh almost come back and win that game. They were on the goal line, running 2 minute. Rodgers is yelling at. I said, there's one thing that won't happen this week. They will not be subbing in 2 minute offense once the Steelers start going downhill. So, and the Ravens know that too. They better get a package on the field they like. But, and Steelers might come out and run that all day. I don't know. I mean, literally, if they
I
don't have
think
any
they
money.
should. I mean, you can't run 2 minute for 60 minutes. It's the best that they looked again. Now, it's Cleveland's defense. The Ravens have no one like Myles Garrett, right? So we understand that. But in terms of how their operation looked, the best it looked was their 2 minute at the end of the first half when they got a field goal, and their 2 minute at the end of the second half. I mean,
It always looks best when they get the ball in Kenneth Gainwell's hands.
and the common denominator there is Aaron Rodgers running the show there. I don't think much of Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator. I think. I don't say this to be too disrespectful, but He looked way smarter when he had Derrick Henry running the ball for him in Tennessee when he was the OC for Vrabel, and Tannehill was a rock solid quarterback for a couple
That's
years.
you talk about
Since
coaches
then,
and quarterbacks. Like going into this game here, Aaron Rodgers, like, I don't what you call, dude.
and that's kind
I'm
of where.
like the and as long as they have Kumbaya not on Wednesday in the room and saying, Aaron, what are you feeling? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? Because it better be that. Because I could tell there was tension. There's a lot of tension all the way
Sure.
through these organizations, going down to me being on the phone with Chad Steele and Steelers PR staff for an hour on New Year's Eve because I sense the tension, and as a reporter, I want to be a part of it. And there's tension all the way through all of this. And then there's how do you win the football game, right? I mean, that's where we're trying to stay in this because if they lose, I mean, plenty of time to talk about Lamar and Harbaugh next week. But I still think that is a superseding story. The coaches, the franchises, the longevity, their propensity to not want to fire anybody. I mean, Will Graves said to me, they're not firing Mike Tomlin over this game. And you and I would sit here as real experts on all things John Harbaugh and the fraud of it all and the lies and behind all that and say, Bisciotti, the last thing on earth he wants to do is be involved in a head coaching search and have to come back in here and answer questions, have people poking around about Justin Tucker, amongst other things. Like, they do not want that turmoil. So even if they get their ass kicked on Sunday night and Lamar's the one that they just feel like we're going to deal him and get a couple of ones and rebuild, and John and Eric are going to be my rebuilders, and we're going to paint Lamar as the bad guy, and he didn't play well on Sunday night. I'm trying to write these storylines because Chad Steele's writing them right now. Because, how are we going to position this in Harbaugh? How am I going to position this? And does Harbaugh want the Giants job? And, like, who knows? But I know bad things are going on right this minute. And to your point, win on Sunday, host the game next week, win that game somehow, running the football, and the season is completely successful. We won't talk about anything that happened before this week because I know how this works, right? I mean, they're only going to be judged on next weekend, but this weekend's first.
Fair enough. I'm not going to forget what happened. If you're telling me they're getting to the divisional round and they lose, then I'll say fine. But no, I'm not going to sit here and, be
My
throwing a
original
parade
point was
for
your
them.
original
But I
point. Both
understand.
of these
But I
teams
understand.
stole a game or two
Sure.
more.
But the
They
point
still,
is,
the loser would still have 10 or 11 wins and probably be out or could be out
yeah.
anyway. And
The
then you'd
point
look
is
at
it.
it and just say, well, you had a good, you won your division. Like, I think it
At
deodorizes a
nine and
lot
eight,
of things.
nine
I
and
do.
eight.
Okay.
I mean, I think, look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I would reject that in terms of like not needing to be really seriously introspective about what went wrong
Right.
this year.
Winning Sunday
Because
night hasn't fixed either one of these operations, right? Yeah.
January is what matters. But because that's what I wrote back on September 4th. So what I'm saying, and again, kind of the greater point I was making is if you win on Sunday night, you've completely reset 2025, even though now it's 2026, from the standpoint of, okay, you're here. You've got a home playoff game. You're the number four seed, whether you actually deserve to be the number four seed. I mean, really, you deserve to be the seven seed, but that's just the structure of the NFL postseason. My point is, you now have a chance to right the wrongs of the entire season where you haven't looked like that team for more than a quarter or two at a time. 3.5 quarters in Buffalo. I'll give you, I mean, Lamar wasn't out there. I'll give you how they played in Green Bay on the offensive side of the ball. Now, the defense is a completely different story, right? The defense played really well during the 5-game winning streak, which is why Kyle Hamilton was named Ravens MVP the other day. So you kind of go through these different periods of time in this season, but everything resets if you win Sunday night. Now, to sit here and say with any conviction that if they get in and we're talking about a playoff game next week, that I'm going to sit here and talk about this team like I would believe that they're a favorite to get through the AFC. No, of course not. But we've talked about the nature of this field when you're talking about no Patrick Mahomes whatsoever. We're seeing, I know you're way more down on the Bills than I am, but I'll acknowledge like there's questions about that run defense. And Josh Allen's got a bum foot right now. Doesn't sound like it's like major, but it's something that's hindering him.
Well, I would
So
say
you
that
kind of.
for the Ravens. Ravens are going to win Sunday. We're all in agreement on that, right? Bah, 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 shish, boom, bah. They're going to play a home game next week. It's going to be Houston or Buffalo, and probably Houston. And the question would be, which one would you rather see, right? I guess, all year long, I'm going to say Houston, 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 Houston. I don't know. With that defense, if they stop the run, then Lamar or Snoop, whoever's got to go throw the ball, and here we go.
And
I
that's the
don't think
thing,
there's a
like,
great matchup either way. And I'm with you. If it's Buffalo, it's a gimpy quarterback. You know what I mean?
yeah.
To me, and a leaky defense, and I know they played better, but I think it's 50-50 at this point. I never would have thought that. I never would have said that.
And that's just the reality. Like, look, I love what they did in Green Bay last Saturday night. I mean, yeah, if Derrick Henry can run like that and carry it 35 or 36 times, but
Against
how
a defense
often?
without Micah Parsons, against a defense without four starters,
Right. I
right?
mean,
Like a little
how
bit of that, right?
against a team that had its playoff berth clinched a couple days before that on Christmas, and you wonder, okay, like we still have a chance at the division, but do we? You know what I mean?
They
Like,
also had the quarterback that wanted the run. Snoop
yeah.
was running like a healthy quarterback. I don't know that Lamar can do that
That's
on
what's going to
Sunday
be
night.
interesting, right? And that's where you kind of look at this thing, to bring it back to Lamar for this game and where he is health-wise. I mean, I already mentioned he's going to be wearing some kind of protection around his midsection, which makes sense, when you're talking about a contusion to your back and like floating rib area, which
I've
is
been
where it
saying
was.
bubble wrapping for 8 years.
Yeah, sure. But he's got to figure out like what exactly is he going to wear? How does that feel? How does that potentially restrict him? Can he be free enough to throw the football, let alone trying to run around? It was interesting to see him out on the practice field Wednesday. He came out without any sleeves on, which is unusual for him in a practice setting. But then you looked at
Even
his
his press
midsection.
conferences were full.
But
I mean,
oh, sure. I
he's
mean,
cold all the
he's a
time, or
Miami
at
guy.
least he
I mean, he's
looks
a Florida
cold.
guy. Sure. He's a South Florida guy. Look,
So,
hey, as I get older, I hate the cold, so I'm
hey,
not
my
going to pick
people are
on him.
from Venezuela, man. So, my people are from the equator. I hate this.
But to watch him and look, this isn't like some major takeaway. It's just an observation from being out there for the first 30 minutes. It was interesting to kind of see that you could see he had something around his midsection. Like, again, it's not like a flak jacket in like that Brett Favre would have worn 30 years ago, but it's the same idea. You're trying to give him some padding to protect his back area, but at what cost, right? So he's trying to work through that these next few days in practice to kind of say, all right, this feels pretty good. I can really open up and throw the football the way I want to. My back, like, how does it feel, first of all, just the contusion and his back itself? But what he's wearing, is that restricting his movement at all? Which is a question for him when he's turning his trunk to throw the football and to go through progressions, or if he's taking off and running, right? So there's a lot of, I want to say it's trial and error, but it kind of is, in terms of, okay, how much padding? How does it feel? What material is it, right? I mean, we're in 2026. I mean, it's probably some fancier material that it's made out of compared to what someone would have worn back in the 90s. But how does it feel? So I think that's part of it. But then when he gets into the game, I think knowing you're going up against a Pittsburgh pass rush that even without Watt, they still have good edge players, right? I mean, Alex Highsmith was the guy that ended the game last time. We know that they have what Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig. I mean, they've got other guys, but clearly Watt's the best. They have the guys in the interior with Hayward, and we're going to see Derek Harmon this time around, who's going to loom large in terms of their ability to be able to stop Derek Henry. So, you have all those factors, but I think for the Ravens, and this is where we kind of get into the conversation in the aftermath of the Green Bay game, the first couple of days of the week, where we were kind of saying, okay, is it Lamar Jackson, but a very much diminished Lamar Jackson, a very limited Lamar Jackson, or Tyler Huntley? And I think the argument is, at this point, it's clearly going to be Lamar. I mean, barring something strange, which I guess, you should never rule out entirely. Knowing the history, but he's practicing full. He was out there. He has protection around his back. It's clearly, it's a circle the wagons moment. There's no tomorrow when you get out there Sunday night. But I think you still are mindful of the game plan that you had last week. And look, to sit here and boldly proclaim that Derrick Henry's going to run 35 times again, that might be a stretch because Pittsburgh's going to have something to
Well,
say
when I
about that.
talk to
But
people in
you want to
Pittsburgh, we
run.
saw him run a couple weeks
You want to
ago, and
run.
he ran him out of the playoffs last year this
Sure.
time.
You want
So,
to run. But I think you want to run. But I think the other element that you can take away from what did work against Green Bay is some of the quick game. Some of give Lamar an opportunity to get the ball out quickly, especially early in the game, right? Get, a couple completions, get him settled in. He hasn't played in a couple weeks. It's a big game. He's going to be nervous. Everyone's going to be nervous. Aaron Rodgers is going to be nervous on Sunday night. It's a playoff game. It's the end of the regular season, yes, but this is a playoff game. I mean, this is the first time these teams in, 30 years of this rivalry where they're playing a regular season finale, winner take all scenario. Now, the Christmas game back in 16 was not exactly like that, but it had the same impact for the Ravens. They lost and they were eliminated, and Pittsburgh won the division. But this is the last game of the, I mean, it's the last game of the entire NFL regular season. So they're going to be nerves. So what can you do to get Lamar into a flow? I mean, who knows? He might say, look, I have to pull out all the stops. I'm ready to run. I'm not ready to run 20 times like I did maybe when I was 22 years old,
Figure it
but
out real early on, right?
yeah.
Well, I mean,
And
we'll
it
know
could
by
be,
8:45 if
I
first
mean, it
eight,
could be a,
ten plays, if he's not a part of it in that way or looks to be not want to be a part of that, if they're
then
quick throw, if they're doing all the things you're saying to do, they would mask all of that up
sure.
and him running becomes the last resort, but a first threat.
Yeah.
Play
I
action,
mean,
RPO, but he
I was
doesn't
going to
keep
say,
the ball, right? Right?
I was going to say, I mean, look at what the Ravens did for the first, we talked about this, the first play against Green Bay. They were a little play action and Snoop got completion to Mark Andrews off the bat. Clearly, that wasn't their big picture overwhelmingly going to be what they would do, but it got Snoop into the game. It got Huntley into the game and settled into it. I wonder, and look, this isn't me saying this would be a precursor to Lamar running 15 times. I don't know. Maybe you do a boot action on the very first play of the game. And first of all, see if Pittsburgh is ready for it. And second of all, it kind of gets Lamar out in space. And, when he's outside the pocket, he can protect himself a little bit better than being, kind of running in, a condensed area, between the tackles, and see what that looks like. And that might settle him in. Or it's what you said, where they are very much protecting him. And it's more of what we saw, say, that during the latter portion of the 5-game winning streak, where he was only running up a couple times a game, and it didn't look great when he did take off, and so if
And
it's
some of those
that,
weeks he didn't need to.
sure, no question. So if it's that, then yeah, it's just going to be hand the ball to Derrick Henry as much as you can, and look, there should be plenty of that regardless of how Lamar is feeling, right? I mean, that's you want to be able to do
And
that.
that
We saw
hasn't
them.
always been successful, bro. You know what I mean?
Well,
And I'm the
sure.
first one to admit, like, I'm the genius to dream this thing up 3 years ago, bring in Derrick Henry. They'll be able to run and run and win these games. And all the other problems of the offensive line and
And
working
that's the
on the
thing.
road and whether Lamar's accurate and whether guys catch the ball when they're hit between the eight and the nine or whatever, right? So there's all of that plays into this. Luke Jones is here. He's Baltimore Luke. We will both be in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Yinz and Nat down in the burg. I am researching a Venezuelan arepa place so to take you for proper sandwiches so you get some proper guacamole and chicken in you prior to some cheese too, some Venezuelan cheese in you. So we're going to Pittsburgh. We will be at the game. Luke will be in the press box. I will be wherever Mike Tomlin puts me. So I have no idea. I'm a guest of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night, but I will not be in the locker room after the game, whether anybody runs in, runs out, but we will be. Chad Steele told me on Wednesday you could ask all the questions on our behalf. You can be in both sides. So as they run guys out the back door if they happen to lose. So have you thought much about what happens if they happen to lose? Because if they lose, you know what this is going to be. It's going to be a field
Yeah.
goal, 26-24 at the buzzer, and there's going to be a couple turnovers. Some bad things are going to happen. Lamar's going to play well, but not well enough. Defense is not going to hold its water at the end in some way. And we know the formula for them to lose. They've lost a lot this year. You know what I mean? We know the
Yeah.
formula for them to lose close games. Fumble the ball, take the ball down to the 8-yard line and either try to kick a field goal or squander the ball in some way, or get your balls out on 4th and 2 and not be able to move it and give the ball up, right? So have these empty possessions. And that's not even about punting. Punting happens when a whistle gets blown and there's a holding on 1st and whatever. Now we're in 1st and 20. And now you really can't run Derrick Henry. You got him off the field and you're trying to throw a swing pass. And then you're in 2nd and 12. And then you're in 3rd and 7. And then you're off the field and you're punting. So there was a lot of that this year, too, right? There wasn't a whole lot of that in the years where they're 15 and 2 and whatnot. But I don't know what we're going to see on Sunday night, but to your point, if it's a horse race and you're reading the form and the gamblers have read the form and decided this is a 3.5 point road dog favorite against a Hall of Fame Super Bowl champion coach and quarterback, depleted roster, on their home turf with their honor on the line, with their age on the line, with their jobs on the line in some cases in the minds of the fans or their legacy in some way. A lot more legacy going on for Aaron Rodgers than there is for Lamar Jackson on Sunday night, I think, given their age and given where the Steelers are and how much closer they are to wanting. They booed Renegade. As much as this place here is a mess, and I will be the first to say, since Sashi Brown got here, the business is maybe running worse than the football. Not is running worse, not maybe, is running worse than the football team. And that's not saying much because you've seen the football team and I evaluate the business. But the turmoil that's bubbling below both of these franchises, let's just play out here because we might not do this again before Sunday. We'll do it in the car somewhere around Somerset, I'm sure, on the way up. But what happens if they lose a garden variety, not a bad beat, not a Harbaugh eating a timeout and the kicker shanking a 23
Well,
yard
it's not
field
like Billy
goal?
Cundiff,
Yeah,
yeah.
not some tragic. We can point at Mark Andrews for dropping the ball and it gets played slow motion and there's a real goat. And I don't mean a hero goat. I mean a bad guy. Let's say it's a collective team, couple mistakes here, couple mistakes there, bad punt, bad kick, fumble this, fumble, but they lost.
Right.
What happens here on Monday? Because I think the Harbaugh Lamar thing, the fact that the cat got out last week and that Harbaugh has texted me years ago and how Bisciotti was Mr. buttoned up image. I have to have the image of Sashi Brown and Chad, the image of the jaw of John Harbaugh. Like he's all imaged up. I don't know how he feels about Lamar. I really don't. And I don't know. He won't speak, but it's going to be real loud, whatever they're doing in the offseason, whether it's giving Lamar whatever he wants, giving John, Eric, they're not drafting high. I mean, they have all the old guy issues that we talk about every week here with overpaid middle linebacker, cornerback that's got a cap number, tight end that they just re-signed. I mean, they go back into that mode the minute they lose. And to your point, they might lose next to. We think they're not going to win the Super Bowl, so we think there's not going to be a happy ending here, but it becomes very, very unhappy if the first step is not doing what we've just talked about them doing, which is whitewashing all the bad things and saying we have a home game next Sunday, come on out, let's beat Houston. Because I'm down to sell that on Monday, no matter what. You know, if they win on Sunday night, I don't need any style points. I don't need them to get lucky. If it's a bad call that screws Mike Tomlin, I'll remind everybody about the trip of Jacoby Jones and like just say, hey, tough poopskies, Pittsburgh. We're on to Houston. You know, so I'm not going to make any excuses. Win's a win's a win, even if it's crooked. I don't care. But a loss in any way puts you and me in a strange place over a coffee in Monroeville Monday morning.
I mean, look, anyone who's going to sit here and say definitively that there's going to be change, I don't think is re living in reality. I think these are very tough, complicated conversations to have. And I was having a conversation with someone very recently who isn't the general manager or the, like someone that's that high up. But someone brought up the point to me and really kind of brought it up. Not just for the Ravens, but for Pittsburgh. Look, we know Black Monday's imminent for whoever around the league. We know a couple co coaches
There'll be three
have
coaches
already
in
been fired.
the fired in the car on the drive home at
There will be
11:30
a
in the
couple
morning Monday, right?
coaches fired before the Ravens and Steelers kick off on Sunday night. I mean,
Right.
that's just how this works. Maybe not officially announced, but it will be reported that so and so is out. So my question, and again, this is I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I kind of am. Who's the hotshot coaching candidate this offseason? Ben Johnson was last year. Liam Cohen, I think, was not quite at Ben Johnson's level, but was certainly talked about. And obviously, 2 years ago, Mike McDonald was one of the ones. I mean, you hear Brian Flores. I've heard some Nagy talk, which, I mean, I guess I know he's with Kansas City, but he's been a head coach. Flores has been a head coach. We know how that went. Fair or unfair,
It's
lawsuit
interesting whether
aside.
you want a coach or not, whether you want Jim
Right,
Schwartz.
my And
Or
that's kind of my
right?
the kind of the point I'm making here is, and
And
look, let
Stefanski's
me
going to
be
be available. Some of these guys that have jobs are going to be out on the street, right?
sure. But part of the point I'm trying to make here is if you are a team like the Ravens or the Steelers, I mean, they are different than anyone else that we're talking about right now in terms of making a change. These guys have been the head coach of their respective teams for nearly 2 decades now. Both of these guys have won a Super Bowl. Both of these guys have been very successful looking at it from a long-term perspective. Now, short-term, Pittsburgh, not as much. They've gone 9 years without a playoff win. The Ravens have had so much regular season success, and it hasn't translated to the same degree of success in January in the Lamar Jackson era. But the point that this individual just kind of brought up to me and was fair is if you're going to be bold to the point where you feel you really have to make a change right now, not like talking about it, not considering it, not kicking the can one more year down the road and seeing who the hot shot candidates are then. Who is the guy out there that gives you the conviction that that's better for us? Yeah, we need to go do that. Because the crazy part about this, and look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I clamored for this in any way, even privately necessarily. But when you kind of looked at where the Ravens were 2 years ago with how Mike McDonald was perceived and the interest he was drawing, and understanding that John Harbaugh at that point was 16 years into his career. And on the other, just on the other side of 60, and you're asking the question of, okay, how long realistically is he going to coach, right? Is he going to be someone like Belichick who's going to coach into his 70s? Or is it, a pretty finite timeline in terms of how much longer he's going to go? If you were thinking about that, you could have made an argument that the Ravens could have made a really bold move at that point and said, we think Mike McDonald's the best guy for our next guy that's going to be the coach for 15 years, right? So, in the absence of, and they clearly don't, I don't think they have anyone on staff that you would identify at maybe 2 years ago, they were hoping Zach Ork might have been the next Mike McDonald. You certainly can't make that argument right now based on the lack of success defensively. So, again, this is kind of a long-winded way of if you're replacing John Harbaugh and you're figuring out a way to say goodbye and it's a mutual parting of ways, which is I think would be the way it would happen if it were to happen. And I think it's similar for Pittsburgh, right? I don't think the Rooney family's calling Tomlin in and just saying you're fired, like it's Donald Trump on The Apprentice 20 years ago or anything like that. It would be something where they're trying to be respectful and they're trying to make this appear in a way that both sides can win something coming out of this. I've said to you the scenario if the Ravens were to decide, with Harbaugh that maybe a change is warranted, that I could see them trading him to a team that he wants to land, where he wants to land, and the Ravens can get a pick out of it, right? So, but there has to be someone you want to hire, right? And maybe the Ravens and the Steelers very privately behind, backdoor channels
Just say
have
it's
done a
time to
little bit of
rebuild. It's
homework.
time to do a whole new thing.
But maybe they've done a little bit of homework, and maybe there is some candidate. Maybe there's some guy coaching at the college level the Ravens absolutely love right now. Again, I'm speaking in hypotheticals here, but if you're going to make the bold decision that you need to make a change there, who are you going to hire? And, at least at face value, this doesn't look like an incredible bunch of coaches in the way that, I mean, Ben Johnson was talked about for the better part of 2 or 3 years, right? I mean, go back. Obviously, it didn't turn out that way. But how long were people talking about Bieniemy in Kansas City? Regardless of whether that ever came to fruition or not, right? So there isn't necessarily a candidate that everyone's just like over the moon over. At least from what I can perceive. Now, that said, once upon a time, you hired Jim Harbaugh's older brother to be your head coach at a time when everyone wanted them, and they wanted to hire Jason Garrett. So let me be clear, that's not an excuse to never make a coaching change to say, well, we're not going to find anyone better, right? That would be a lazy way of looking at it. That said, and this kind of goes back to even with Lamar, it's in a vacuum, you can say like, oh, well, we want to do this or we want to do that, but then you have to actually go do it. And that's why I've said like with like the Lamar thing, is he perfect? Does he have things about him that, have been reported that you'd like to be a little bit different? Sure. Same thing could have been said about Ed Reed or Terrell Suggs or lots of Hall of Fame Lawrence Taylor in with the Giants. I mean, famously would be sleeping in the back of the room when Belichick's drawing up the defense on the chalkboard. They'd wake him up, he'd come up and he'd write it and he'd go back to sleep. I mean, that story's been talked about on the record. So,
Reporting that he falls asleep in meetings, man, the fact that Mike Preston got a hold of that, so that's a hit on Lamar.
but my point with that is, okay, like, all right, fine, get rid of Lamar Jackson. Then what are you going to do? And the same thing does apply. Maybe it's not quite, I wouldn't say it quite as brazenly as that, but the same applies if you decide you're going to part with John Harbaugh or on the Pittsburgh side. And look, I've said this to you. I mean, from the Steelers' perspective, going into week 17, they had a two-game lead in the division. They're playing the last place team in the division, albeit on the road, but still the last place team in the division that had what, 3 wins at the time. And you lost to them, and then you're going to come home and still have a chance to win the division, beat the team that's right on your heels, and understanding the
Team that you
Ravens
beat
weapon.
a couple of weeks ago.
If they lose to the Ravens, then man, that 2 week sequence, I'm not sure there's anything that's happened in John Harbaugh's tenure that's as bad as that 2 week sequence for the Steelers if they lose on Sunday night. So that's but even so, if you're Pittsburgh, you're still having that same conversation. Who's the guy that we want to go get that we have the conviction that we're going to be better off without Mike Tomlin and better with that guy? And the thing that I would say, and look, I've been critical of Mike Tomlin over the years. I think the way he handles fourth downs, I think he punts way too much. I think he's kind of caught in the Stone Age in some game management elements like that. Not necessarily that you need to be Dan
I think
Campbell and
he's
go
also
for it on.
lacked confidence in the offense's
And I.
ability to actually do it.
But I would say in defense of him, like, why don't they have, why can't they find a quarterback? Like, you need to go get a quarterback. And I don't mean a 1 year band-aid like Aaron Rodgers. Like, you need to go get your guy.
Well,
Like,
they
Ben.
built this team to win a game on Sunday night on a cold night on their defense, right? They did. They spent a lot
Sure.
of money on the defense, and that's kind of how they thought about it. Their defense better go out and perform in that fashion to
Yeah.
give them a chance to win, right? I
But
mean, that's.
even looking at it in a big picture sense, and this is the difference between the Ravens and the Steelers. If I had told you back in week one, Pittsburgh would be 9-7 and playing week 18. Now, let's say before the schedule came out, and I just said they were 9-7 and playing to get in the playoffs in week 18. If I told you that before the schedule came out, you had no idea the Ravens record, any of that. Just said a playoff spot, not the division. I think you would have believed that as being a very realistic outlook of what the Steelers were going to be. And it's what they've been in recent years. They're kind of barely above 500. And because there's 7 playoff spots in each conference, they've got a chance to make the playoffs. And they've made the playoffs more often than not in recent years. That wasn't the expectation for the Ravens, right? I mean, the Ravens, it was not necessarily to go 15-2, but they were overwhelmingly the favorite to win the division. They've been the favorite to be the representative in the AFC. And you said 8-8 for them. So I guess, with Pittsburgh, where they are right now is probably about what people expected them to be back in week one.
If
The
week
Ravens.
one, you would have said you're going to be playing a winner take all, host get in, loser leaves town on the last game of the season. It's going to get flexed into 8 o'clock in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers healthy enough to play. And, you know, you're going to get there. He's going to make it through the year. He's 42 years old. And you're going to be playing against the Ravens. Mike Tomlin would have taken that deal
Right.
on opening day in a heartbeat. If you'd have given the deal to John and said, John, here's the good news. Still make the playoffs. You can still win a
Yeah.
Super Bowl. The bad news is your quarterback's going to be hurt. You're going to stink. Everybody's going to stink. The whole thing's going to stink. The fans are going to leave early. You're going to blow leads. All these awful things are going to happen. But the good news, you're still going to play for a division title and a lower seed home game. You're going to have a chance to do that. So John would say, so let me get this straight. We're going to have a chance to win in
Yeah. I
Pittsburgh last game and get in the playoffs. I'll take that. I'll take that deal.
mean,
I'll
you
take that deal.
would, but you would also ask, what the heck has gone wrong this year then? Or let's say you didn't
Well, if the
tell them.
expectation that you were going to hang the cleats up in December and have a 3-game lead in the division,
This
like,
division? Going into the season in this division, I would have said that's way more likely than being 8-8 and playing for your
I think
lives
people
on.
felt better about Cincinnati than you're letting on now. At least I did. I never thought Cincinnati was a 5-win team.
Well,
I
I mean,
thought
five.
Cincinnati was more likely to be an 11-win team than Pittsburgh to be an 11-win team. I thought Cincinnati would be the other team.
That's fair, but I would also say that, but their defense stunk on paper going into the year too. I agree about the 5-win thing, of course, right? But I guess for me, and this, I was just saying how this would look so much worse for Pittsburgh just based on the last 2 weeks. But yeah, in a big picture, like looking at the season kind of way,
You're
yeah,
over
it's
under
way
score
more
13 and
disappointing
you
for the
win
Ravens.
nine, right? But if you win 10, 11 the next 2 weeks after that, everything gets deodorized. I think
Does
if they, even if they lose a playoff game next week, most people would say they gave it a good run. They made it into the playoffs. They won their division. And they ran into CJ Stroud, or they ran into a tough defense, or they made a bunch of dumb
sure.
mistakes and hid in the aftermath and ran out the back door. I mean, I don't know, but I still think the Lamar Harbaugh thing is the bigger picture, that if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, and if they're not going to go on some run that deodorizes all this, which would include them winning this week, winning next week, and then playing a following week. You and I thinking about it, we have to fly
Divisional
someplace.
round, let's say,
Like,
yeah.
right? I mean, Jacksonville, whatever it would be, New England, Denver, that's who it would be, right? So all winnable games to me. You have a hard time. If they win against Houston and they're playing that game, I like their chances to win. So will Vegas, because Lamar will be upright. They're not winning two more games with Snoop Huntley. At least I don't think they are.
Fair, yeah.
So
I
I mean,
agree.
where are they? Which they just did 4 days ago. They were in Green Bay. I mean, so these weeks feel really long. These holiday weeks in between these games, where it feels like there might be more time for Lamar to be healthier. Dude, he couldn't play the other day. You're flak jacketing him, and now you got him standing in the winner's circle, being a normal quarterback on Sunday night on a 20-degree night again. I don't know if we're going to get the best out of Lamar Sunday night. We're going to get something out of Lamar, and it might not be good enough, and he might be pounding the ground, and he might be too hurt to perform in the way he can. But all that weighs down when a guy like you asks those tough questions in the postgame, because they lost. And the Lamar Harbaugh thing, I think, is, I mean, it's a kerosene thing in Owings Mills, I think. And, we're not going to talk at length about it. But boy, we could, and we shouldn't right now because it's New Year's Day and we're all feeling good or
Yeah.
whatever. But if Lamar's unhappy, or John's unhappy, or they're unhappy with him, or they're not 62 million deep, or he wants out, or man, we're about to go into that ugliness no matter what, I think. You know what I mean? Because I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. I think there's going to come an end to this in a couple of
Yeah.
weeks, and we're going to find out who loves who long time and who doesn't. And the worst thing that could happen would be Lamar not playing well Sunday night and them losing. That would be really, that's the worst case scenario for all of this, is Lamar coming back and not looking great and getting hurt. Like, what, just them losing and Lamar not looking great. If Lamar doesn't look great and he still win, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're playing a playoff game home. But if they lose, it'll be Lamar's fault if he plays, I think.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, their
I mean, in the
defense,
mind's eye.
their defense was, I'll continue to, as much as their running game was incredible against Green Bay, their defense stunk. I mean, their defense plays like that. I mean, DK Metcalf or not, Pittsburgh will move the ball some. I mean, they will. So,
Oh, by the way, I want to
I mean,
throw
I.
this out just for Jim Schwartz and all my friends in Arbutus, because I have Schwartz family members who listen. Hi, Andy. Hi, Marty. I got real Schwartzes that listen. He's the reason they have a chance to make the playoffs. What kind of coach, Jim Schwartz? He put the Cleveland Browns on the field last week and served a donut up to Aaron Rodgers with that team. That's a hell of a coaching job too. So I just want to
Sure.
tip the cap to that. That John Harbaugh may say, Schwartzy, you're the reason we're playing where it matters this week. Because if that defense had buckled under once or twice, you and I aren't going to Pittsburgh this week, and I
Oh
didn't have
yeah.
to get on the phone with Chad Steele to end my year.
Yeah, we're talking about what changes are coming, right? We're talking about, is this John Harbaugh's last game as Ravens coach?
That's
Wh
one
whether
play in the
whether
corner of
that's
the
true or
end
not?
zone in
Sure.
Cleveland the other day, literally, right?
Sure. Well, not to mention about six other
Yeah, pretty
things
much.
that Pittsburgh squandered, or even some things that could have gone even worse for them. They had some pretty good fumble luck in that game, falling on the ball, to keep possession a couple times. But I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I believe that for the Ravens at large. But if Lamar doesn't play well, I mean, am I going to sit here and say that that means, oh, well, they need to move on? Tell you what's not going to get you any closer to winning games in January is trading a two-time MVP quarterback either, right? I mean, again, it's one of those things that maybe sounds great in a vacuum, but if you're going to tell me, and I don't think it's going to play out this way, if you're going to tell me that Lamar Jackson goes and John Harbaugh stays, man, I don't have much confidence in this organization moving forward, right? I mean, I just don't. 'Cause that
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So
if you
Harbaugh's
ask me to
still the
choose the
coach on April 1st and Lamar is the quarterback of the Dolphins or the Saints or the, oh, I don't, you pick a team.
I'm not very confident in this organization at this point.
Right.
Because
Okay.
I think that's, and look, I'm
Now,
not
what would
saying
your
that's,
confidence level be if Lamar just doesn't want to be here? If Lamar's
oh,
going to go NBA and just say,
okay, but
I'm
like
done with you guys. I don't want to
hypothetical.
be here.
That's a hypothetical. Lamar
Okay.
Jackson's, I mean, okay, I get it. He made a trade request a couple years ago. I get
But
that.
that's all it takes for an immature young guy who sleeps weird and eats weird, all that, who's expressed all sorts of immature things over the last 10 years. So for Mike Preston to
I
write
know,
that last week,
and amazingly has won two MVPs and should have had a third, and the Ravens have been one of
I
the
am
absolute best
simply
teams.
saying, getting into the
I
minds of
just
young athletes who have $250 million in the bank.
think it's a laughable thing to talk about until there's actually some substance to it, because like what the hell is your what are you gonna do? Okay, trade Lamar Jackson. What are you gonna do? Like what, you love you love
My
the
point
quarterback
is,
from
if
Indiana
he
that
doesn't
much?
love it here anymore, if he's not happy in the marriage, I'm just being
Okay,
just
but you could say,
succinct.
okay,
So
we
if
could say the
he's
same thing
not,
about John
your
Harbaugh.
scenario is going to happen. Harbaugh will be the coach. Lamar won't be the quarterback.
Okay.
This will
Fair
be
enough.
their.
Okay.
They'll dress this up the way they dressed Justin Tucker up last offseason and just say, I mean, Lamar didn't love us enough. Okay, fair enough. We're going to go. We've won plenty without Lamar. We won before him. We won after him. And we'll take ours and take his. And then they'll leak some information about what happened this year. And like, that's. I've called him sleazy. You're in the press box and I'm not. Reminder, this week, this Sunday, biggest game of the year. I've called him sleazy. They'll dress this up. They will not get a. There's no way that they'll get a black eye out of this or a purple eye out of this. They will get a couple of draft picks and dress it up as he was banged up. He didn't play much. Like literally, that's the direction that their legal team will take if they wind up squandering the two-time MVP who should have been the three-time MVP. They didn't keep him happy enough. Like if that really is the case, and John Harbaugh is not the coach of this team April 15th, and Lamar's not the quarterback, because I'm convinced Harbaugh is going to be the coach. I am
Okay.
absolutely convinced that. He's not going anywhere because he can't find a better circumstance and an owner who loves him more than Steve. And maybe I'm wrong about that relationship at this point, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am. And I think he and Eric, his neighbors and friends and just all of that, I think that's a solid front. And I think the front is to go to Lamar and say, do you really want to be here or not? You know what I mean? Because we can't do this again. We're not gonna go to war again where you're holding signs up, pay me. Negotiate with mom in the off season. Luke and Nestor have to do radio four times a week and guess on the tea leaves as to like, because that's the negotiation. That's what a negotiation feels like to Lamar. It feels like war. I saw it here. I saw how Lamar and his mom negotiate. It's not friendly and it's not peacetime. And trade me. He's already screamed that once. Fans forget. So I'm not here to denigrate Lamar, but I'm here to basically say he's the king. Forget, I mean, I'll be wearing my Derrick Henry jersey in Pittsburgh
Right,
on
I
Sunday night,
gotcha.
but the real king's Lamar. Lamar's going to decide the future of the organization. Win, lose, hurt, fumble, pound the ground, walk out a hero Sunday night. Lamar's going to decide where Lamar wants to play football at this. We've got $250 million. He no. All of these coaches and scouts that came to him 8 years ago and told him, "You're a wide receiver, you're running back." He's got $250 million in the bank. He's got trophies. He's got a statue, his name on the building out in Louisville next to Johnny. If he doesn't feel like he can win here anymore because he's unhappy, then I want to say shame on everybody in the building. I don't know what more you could. They've done everything they can do to coddle him, which is what I think the story was last week. And now it's like, all right, dude, are you going to be healthy? Are you going to play? We're paying you $50 million. You want to make 75 next year? Like, I do think that there's a lot of business to be done here that will open up wounds if they don't win the division on Sunday night.
Fair enough. I would just say the prospects of this team trying to sell season tickets, if Lamar Jackson is not their quarterback next year and John Harbaugh is still the head coach, I mean, I'm just calling a spade there. I mean, regardless of whether Lamar wants out or not, or any. And again, so much of this is, I mean,
There's no chance in hell, in freezing hell, in Pittsburgh on Sunday night after midnight, freezing hell, that Steve Bisciotti is going to pick Lamar Jackson over John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta.
okay.
There's no chance in the world that's going to happen.
But
That's
I'll,
it. That's
fair
foot.
enough.
That's fanboy talk. That's football talk. That's people that don't know billionaire
Okay.
talk.
Well, then
I
this
mean,
is the way.
I'm just
Then
saying, like, we
most of
don't
this
let the
conversation.
inmates run the asylum. We
It's
just don't.
fine, but then most of this conversation is a waste of time then. So John Harbaugh's job isn't in jeopardy whatsoever then, is what you're telling me.
He's got job for life. I've said
That's
I've
fine.
written that many
Okay. No,
times. Prove me
I've
wrong on
said,
Monday, Steve, and fire
I
him if
have,
he loses,
look,
or the following Monday, or the following Monday after that. Because
if
if
you're,
they
I
lose
mean, if
next
you're
week
asking
or the
me,
week after that, they still haven't fulfilled any destiny. To your point, it's still a disappointment. That's
sure.
crazy, but that's true.
I mean, it's a disappointment because of where they've been the last couple of years. But look, I'm not going to sit here and, if you're asking me to predict, is John Harbaugh gone after this season? If this season ends in disappointment,
I got a
I'm still,
20 right here that would put right on
oh,
him
I'm
being a
still going to
Ravens
say
coach May
no.
first.
I'm guessing
Right.
he's still the Ravens head
Yeah.
coach. That said, I will continue to push back on the idea that it's going to go over well whatsoever with your fan base, like mutiny level kind of reaction if the outcome comes spring is Lamar Jackson's no longer here, but John Harbaugh still is. I think that's, man, good luck selling tickets under that
By the
scenario.
way,
I would
I'm
just say
now
that.
throwing that into my clone with your name on it. I'm going to have you write that column. I want to have you write that column. Oh, so Lamar's not going to be here, but John will be, and there hasn't been a parade. Hold on. You know what I mean? Now, that would be whether you win the division, lose to Houston, whatever it would be, just not win the Super Bowl, not get to an AFC championship game, which
Because
you'll be long from here,
I
right?
just think it's such a naive thing to sit here and talk about trading a two-time MVP quarterback as though you're going to go find someone who's better than him so easily. Call up Cincinnati, see if they'll take Lamar off your hands and you get Joe
And
Burrow. I
you
just
are absolutely making Steve Bisciotti's case over the cigar down in Jupiter. So we're just going to let him run the place? You bought a football team, dude. If you bought a basketball team, it'd be a lot worse.
Yeah, and you know
You
what? He's also going to have
know,
someone
like.
else in the room, and Ozzie Newsome saying, "Yeah, we also remember what this was like until Joe Flacco came along to be in a quarterback desert when we had multiple Hall of Famers on our defense, and how difficult things were when we didn't have a quarterback, even with multiple Hall of Famers on our defense." So, I don't know.
Well, at
This
least they have a strong brand
the tone of
manager in
this
Chad to be able to
conversation feels
manage
like
all
such
this
a.
crisis they could
I
have, you
just feel
know?
like the tone of this conversation feels like an eagerness to get rid of Lamar Jackson that I think is insane. No,
No.
fully
I
acknowledge.
don't have that feeling at
I
all.
know, but
My
it just
feeling is they've done
sometimes
everything
it
they can
comes
do to
across that
coddle
way,
him,
though.
protect him. You would admit that at every level, John Harbaugh, the organization, the Shield, and Chad
I
Steele,
understand that.
everyone has done everything they can do to protect Lamar, right? And
Other
if he wakes up and still
maybe other
doesn't
than
feel
the
like
health.
this is the greatest place in the world for him,
I
which
would
is
say that.
completely possible, then none of that matters.
Okay.
You better make sure he loves it here. That's all I'm saying. That's the storyline for me. It's not whether he's going to be here or not. You better make sure he loves it here
Okay. So
because.
you're talking about this all through the lens of Lamar definitively wanting out. Okay. Well, that changes everything.
It
I
does.
just think beyond him feeling that way, any talk of trading him is crazy to me.
Fair enough.
Because
I would add
because I
that.
just think.
It wouldn't be their choice to get rid of Lamar,
Well, fine,
ever.
okay. The way you were talking about it, though, I wasn't sure that that's definitively what, I didn't know if you were talking about in terms of, okay, well, he's getting hurt, or we don't like his work
No,
habits,
no,
or
no. My thought is they're getting together in Jupiter and saying,
okay.
can we still win with him? And is he worth $70 million a year? Not
Okay.
your point. Can we find another quarterback and where in
Because
the world would we
that's the,
find
I mean,
one?
I just feel.
Is he the guy to lead us? The guy falling asleep in meetings? The guy that plays video games? Is the guy we have to renegotiate with? Is he that the guy the next 3 years at 30, 31, 32? Is this the right play for us as an organization? That's the way Bisciotti and those guys are going to
Fair
talk
enough.
about it. Win
Fair
or
enough.
lose. Win or lose.
I guess my argument then would change with John Harbaugh in terms of it, if Lamar wants out and you're totally like he's like done with you, and and again, this is completely, we're just talking about it out of our, you know what? I mean, like, we don't know if Lamar actually feels anyway that
I'm just
way,
saying this is the
right?
time to find out, the
But
time for pay, time for play, the building that we talked about.
my argument at that point would be then start over at head coach too. Just re then
Ah.
reboot this thing.
Well,
That
that and
I
that's what
would
being
Billick more of
said.
that argument.
That was Billick's argument even after Harbaugh won the Super Bowl, which was you throw the coach in the quarter, you bring them in together.
And
You just do.
that's
That's
kind
the
of,
way you do it, you know? And that's the argument for Pittsburgh. And we haven't made that argument for, I mean, I did an hour of that with Graves and with Charlie Batch earlier in the week, but that's the same argument for Pittsburgh. All right, Luke, I love you. We're not going to talk at
Well,
all the
hey,
10 hours
it's
up that
funny.
we've been
We're going
back
to
and
talk
forth.
about, we'll be talking about this in some shape or form because there's either going to be some kind of change or there won't be. And either way, it's going to be spicy in terms of how fans react to that, how media reacts to that. So,
Well, and
but.
the Chad Steeleization of that would be this. We have a coach that was capable. We had a quarterback that's very capable. We've always believed in the coach. We've always believed in continuity. We've always believed in Lamar. That's our plan. There you go, Luke, report that.
And I would still say, of all the different outcomes, that's still the most likely to me, that you figure out something with Lamar's contract and John's back
And you dust off and.
and you hopefully go out and get a legit edge rusher and you go augment your offensive line and you run it back, not run it, probably a couple assistant coach changes. And if you're going to ask me what's the most likely outcome of all these right now, not knowing what's going to happen Sunday night, I would go with that, and I don't
All
know
of
what
that
percentage.
stability becomes a lot easier if it's the Steelers dusting off the feces Monday morning and you're playing a playoff game.
No
Because no
doubt
matter
about it.
what, if you're playing a playoff game, A, you
It
have a chance to
helps.
win a one or
It
two or
helps.
three, right? And if you lose the playoff game at home next week, you can still come back and say, look, we got Lamar back. We got John back. We have the Mark Abe. We're going to find the left tackle. We're going to do this and that. And it's just, we won our division, man. We had a shot. We were in the, we had a shot. We
It doesn't
rallied and we
deodorize.
had a shot. And that's the huge victory for them on
No
Sunday
doubt.
night. That is the water going down below their nose for all of them. But then it turns right back up on Wednesday
Just going to
when,
say,
you know, it turns right back up.
it doesn't deodorize everything, but it deodorizes enough to kind of not maintain the status quo, because I think you still have to make changes and look at your staff, look at the O-line, go down the list of all the things we'll talk about. But yeah, it makes it more in the realm of we have to be better, but we don't need to push the nuclear bomb button, you know what I mean? Like, and completely blow this thing up.
All right, look, I'm
Sure,
gonna
I
get some
agree with that.
Eaton Park chili on the way home. Make sure to write that down. All my favorite bakeries in Pittsburgh are closed on Monday, so I'm SOL, as my dad would say. Sweet out of luck. But we're gonna go up the hill, and it's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have the candy cane scratch offs to give away once we get the crab cake tour going. I'm kind of like in holiday hiatus mode right now with my AI clone and all the fun that I'm having around here. He is Luke. I am Nestor. We're going to Pittsburgh. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.